Good afternoon. This is WeatherTech Magazine's Andrew Lubin. Today we're talking with Lieutenant Chris Ricciardella, commanding officer of Fox Company, 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines, currently Marine Rotational Forces headquarters in Darwin, Australia. Captain, thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Good. Captain, what are you and your Marines doing out there? You're training, working with the Australians, we understand, doing some work overseas. Tell us first, if you would, about the training with the Australians.
Well, my mission down here is to conduct bilateral training with the Australians. And so far, we have been able to conduct martial arts training with them, which they're fascinated in our martial arts program. We've run a corporal's course that they have sent some of their soldiers to, and we actually had a Australian instructor as well, assisted by one of our sergeants. We have Marines participating in their Australian sniper basic course, their basic mortar course, and their basic small unit leaders course as well. We're about to go on a pretty large field exercise for 3 weeks at the Mount Bundy training area, where we will conduct live fire attacks with their tanks, their LAVs, their armored personnel carriers, and we'll conduct a fire support exercise as well, integrating their attack helicopters, the Tigers, their artillery, and their 81s and our 60s.
So this is like a combined arms exercise. Is this something they would do on their own, or is this new to them?
No, I think they do quite a bit of it. They were at Exercise Hamel between May and July, which is a three-month exercise, certification exercise, really, for the brigade. And it's heavily focused on combined arms, really more so in the mechanized realm of warfare. But with us as a light infantry force that they don't really have up here, we're able to integrate differently with their mechanized units.
Yeah, the Australians have put a substantial number of troops into Iraq and Afghanistan in the last few years. Are you seeing any combat vets, and do they do things much different than the Marines do?
Absolutely. They have plenty of combat veterans up here. We've met many of the senior soldiers and officers who are veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. We're kind of here at a unique time right now for the 1st Brigade in Darwin, as they are on tap for the Australian Defense Force to ready a battle group that will be going to Afghanistan in October. So right now they are in what they call a force generation period, where they bring several different units together to deploy a unit to Afghanistan to support the combat troops out there. And they're doing that right now.
When we were talking with Lieutenant Colonel Puglisi 2 weeks ago, he mentioned they had several training ranges, both amphibious and desert. Which one are you attacking this time?
Well, we've been heavily focused our training in the Kangaroo Flats training area and the Mount Bundy training area, as well as some limited training here in the Robertson Barracks training area, which affords the ability to train to all tasks that are set forth in our training and readiness manual.
Captain, when we talked with Lieutenant Colonel Puglisi a few weeks ago, he mentioned that the Australians have both desert and amphibious training ranges. What will you be doing this time?
Well, we focused most of our training in the Mount Bundy, Robertson Barracks, and Kangaroo Flats, as well as a little bit in the Delamere training areas, where we've conducted all training up to the company-level tasks as set forth in the training and readiness manual.
We're talking land training then?
Yes, sir. Specifically here in Australia, it's been mostly land training for us. We did most of our amphibious training during Exercise Carrot.
Okay. On the Carrot training you did, you've been overseas in some of the other Asian nations, we understand. Where did you go and how did that training take place?
It was an outstanding training exercise focused on theater security cooperation activities to further partner with our regional allies, specifically in Thailand, Malaysia, and Indonesia, where we boarded an amphibious ship and conducted bilateral amphibious landings, as well as some ground-based training in each of those countries as well.
This is an annual basis then, because between your training and Operation Cobra Gold and these others, the Thais and the Marines have some very good relationships.
Yes, sir. That's what we experienced on the ground. It was great training activity that we did with the Thai Marines, and the Marines had a very good time.
Do you envision doing any amphibious operations with the Australians?
Well, I might not be the best person to ask that. I know that they talk about it. They ask a lot of questions about it. But I don't know where that training lies in the future with the Australians.
Yeah, we'll probably only get more than 200 Marines on the ground. Now, you've got about 200 Marines to date. For how much longer will you be in Australia?
We'll be in Australia for about another month and a half before it's time for us to redeploy.
What is your takeaway on your time in Australia? The relationships with the Australians are obviously good, have been good for years. How do you see your training as building the joint mission in Asia now?
Well, I think Darwin offers a very unique location for Marines, and our presence here in the South Pacific. You know, it's great to conduct training with a very viable force and a great ally in the Australians, and we've fostered some great relationships with these guys and showed them a few things, you know, from the light infantry perspective, as they have done from the mechanized perspective for us. But you know, I think it just further demonstrates the U.S.'s resolve to be able to rapidly respond to any contingency in the area, whether it be humanitarian assistance or disaster relief. And I'm sure the Australians, being in this location as well, would be able to provide that with us if necessary.
Part of your 4 months there, you've been working with the Australians doing some stuff in town. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, we've done many community relations events out in town. It's very important to us as Marines to get out in the community, put our best foot forward, and really show local communities what Marines are all about. We're not just a warfighting force, but we can be your best friend. So Marines have done a very good job to get out in town in the local community, help out at hospitals, schools, churches, and events like that. And just, you know, just volunteer their time to support in any way we can.
We'll rephrase that. Fortunately, different people will pick that up. What's your takeaway on your time there? What do you think your Australians have picked up from the Marines?
Well, I think that, for one, the Australian community here, the Darwin specifically, the Darwin community here, sees the Marines as just a good group of a strong military force that isn't just going to wreak havoc on the local community and get drunk and run around the town, but that we're very respectable individuals that can contribute to the community and, you know, and be a very disciplined force, both out on liberty and while we're training. And the you know, the same is true in the training that we've conducted with our Australian allies here in the 1st Brigade, in that they see us as a very viable force to learn quite a bit from and to share some great tactics, techniques, and procedures.
Yes, I would imagine that Darwin's inhabitants view of the Marine Corps has been taken from watching the movie The Pacific. What you've done is certainly different than back in those days.
Yeah, that's absolutely, sir.
That's right. Great. Well, tonight we've been talking with Captain, thank you for the time. Tonight we've been talking with Captain Chris Ricciardella, Commanding Officer Fox Company, 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines. Captain, thank you for the time tonight, and good luck to you in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.